We're on Hey, I'm at Base, 8 lines from the top. Pasuk says, V'anochi yastir astir panai b'yamahu. Hashem said he's going to hide his face from us on that day. So Amar Rava, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Af al pi she'hastarti panai mehem b'chalom, that even though I hid my face from them in the daytime, but b'chalom adaber, but at night, in a dream, I'll speak to them. I'll still speak to them at night in a dream. Rashi says, "B'chalom b'daber bo b'yomahu." He was ha'daik. He's medaik. Come medaik. Daik the word b'yomahu in the daytime. V'lo b'layla shemarin l'chalom k'dei shi'palel al adavar. So when the goyim have evil plots against us, so Hashem is going to reveal it to us at night, so we'll be able to to counter these plots. Rav Yosef Amar Yado Netuy Aleinu, that even though there's Hester Pani, but still Hashem's hand is outstretched on us. Shneamar, as it says in the Nevuah of Yeshayahu, says V'tzel Yadayi Kisisicha, that it's going to protect us. Rashi said Yado Netuya is Lagein Aleinu. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, Haveka Kai Be Kesar, he was once at the house of the Kesar. Achvei Leahumina, there was an apikoros over there, and he made a gesture to him that with his hand said, "Ama dadrinu mare lape mine." That it's he made a gesture as if to show that a Chodesh Baruch Hu is turned his face from the Jewish people. Which, by the way, that's what the notes mean. The Tzokim, that's what they take. That we were the chosen people, but then Hashem, since we sinned, Hashem pushed us off. Turned away from us. So that's what this apikoros was showing with the gesture. His hand was covering his face or something to show Kilu, Hashem is turning his face away from you. So Ach Vilei, in turn, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, he gestured back to this apikoros, something that showed Yado Netuya Aleinu. He's been like, we just said that, I guess he stretched towards his hand or something, to show that even so, Hashem is still protecting us. Amalei Kesar, the Rabbi Yeshua, so the Kesar saw this, so he said to Rabbi Yeshua, "My Achvilach, what did you show this guy?" So he said, "I showed him Amma Dadrinu." What did he show you? Excuse me. So he said, "He showed me Amma Dadrinu Mare La Pemine." He said, "He showed me that." He said that our God is turning his face away from us. The Ana Machina Machavina Lach Lane. I showed him Yadu Netuya Lane. They know Hashem is still protecting us. So Amrulei, so the people of the house of the Kesar, they then turned to this Min, Alahu Mina, and they said to him, asked him, "My Achvitlei, what did you show this Rav?" So he said, "I showed him that Amma Dadrinu Mari Mine, that their God is turned away from them." Umay Achvilach, and then what did what did the Rav answer you? What did he gesture back to you? And the Min said, "Lo Yadana, I didn't understand what he was saying." So Amru, so the people of the Kesar said to him, "Gavra de lo yada mai machvule." So somebody who doesn't know what he's being shown, b'machog yichave kami malka. So he says, "How could you have be so chutzbedik to show hand gestures in front of the king if you don't understand, what's going on?" So therefore, apkuhu bekatlu, they took him out and killed him. Right, so they say, in other words, the idea is that it's one thing that you don't want to speak in front of the Kesar. It's not polite, you do gestures, so you don't have to speak. So that shows your kavod. But if you don't understand what you're gesturing, then it comes out your hand motions are some shtuyot, and then that's not nice to do in front of the king, doing these crazy things with your hand. So if you don't understand what you're doing, so you're chayav mis. Right. Okay. Right, he understood what he was doing, obviously, but he didn't understand what was going on, so. Ki kanicha nafshe de Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and this Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was about to die, Yamrle Rabban, they said to him, "Mai tehavi alan menai." He says, "What's going to be with the meaning and stuff? You're the only one who knows how to answer these guys up." So Amar Lehem, he says, "You don't have to worry." Why? Because avdei etzem ibanim nisrach al chachmasam, the Pasuk said. The meaning came to the Eitzah Mibani, when the children, they don't know how have any Eitzah, they lost their Eitzah, then you don't have to worry, because Nisur HaChachmasam, that the Shaluma Solam. So don't worry, it's going to go, it goes hand in hand. When we lose our ability to answer up, they'll lose their ability to ask the Kashas. Vibai Seima, some learn it from the following Pasuk, Mehacha, from this week's Sedra, but Yomer Nisa V'Neelcha, V'Elcha Nechnecha, the Eitzah said to Yaakov. That go lenegdecha means side by side. See, the goyim go side by side with us. When we know how to answer, they know how to ask. When we don't know how to answer, they don't know how to ask either. Rashi, apikoros tashenim aminim ledivrei chazal, chazal kegon tzedokim. So achvele al yidei siman, he showed with Hashem a siman ramazlo, hiksir panav, how Hashem kilu turned his face. But machog means beremez. Nitzrucha chachmasam. Be'edom, Aksiv, it says Be'edom, ha'ein od chachachma v'teiman, avda eitzim ibanim Yisrael. Neg, like we said, b'shaveh, side by side. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Ila, havisalik b'darga, debay Rabba Bar Shila. He went up on the ladder by the Beis Midrash of Rabba Bar Shila, and Shamei Lianuka de Havikakari, he heard a child that was reading. He read the following pasuk, Kihine, referring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is Yotzer Harim Vori Ruach Magiladam Masechot, that Hashem says over to a person when he's dying, or after he dies, whatever, B'shasuka, a Masecho. What does that mean? Amar, so he commented that Evich Rabu Magidlo Masecho Takan Yesho, so an Evid, where the master says knows exactly every single thing he says, every little word. So Takani Yeshlo, what hope does he have? So too, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to relate to us every single word we said. What you know? How are we going to handle that? Then, so the Gemara asks, what specifically is this Masecho? What is this Seisicho? So Amar Rav, he says that was going to be said back to us. A Filu Sicha Yisera. Even the light talk that the extra light talk that a man says to his wife before Tashmish, that's also going to be said back to him, and he's going to be tainted upon at the Shas Misa. So Gemara says, "Ah, is that true?" Ini, ah, Rav Kahana, havegani tute puriyad Rav. Rav Kahana was hiding under Rav's bed during when Rav was having Tashmish. And he heard Rav speaking, laughing, and having tashmish. So Amar, he commented to Rav. Rav Kana commented to Rav, and he said, "Dami pumi dam Rav, kamandalo time le tafshila." He says, "Your mouth was similar to somebody who never tasted food, you know, and is eating like he's like, you sound like a baltaiva over here." So Amar le, so. Rav's commented back to Gahana. He says, "Gahana, pook." He says, "Get out of there and under my bed." Lavo Achara. You know, it's not a nice thing to do, to be there. Anyway, so what do we see from here? That Rav, he said before, you know, that the Filu Sicha, that this Sicha is being told over, and yet he himself was speaking like this. So Gemara answers, Lokashya. Kan, but the Tzarich L'Ritzuye. Kan, the Lo Tzarich L'Ritzuye. It all depends on if it's necessary to appease the wife. He needs it, so then it's okay. And if you don't need it, that's why Pasha Delashon was Afilu Sicha Yisera. He said, you know, it's extra talk, what you need to appease, fine. But if it's extra talk, that's what's not good, and that's what it's said over. So that's me. Okay. Sicha Yisera says Rashi, Divrei Schok Shalifnei Tashmish. So he said, you're like the low time tavshila, shirav lechol, like you're hungry. Kolomar mitavela tashmik, give a time for tashmik. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says in the pasuk, v'lo imlo tishma'uha, v'mistarim tivke, nafshi, mitnei geva. That says that Hashem is crying out from his mistarim, like the inner chambers, because of geva, because of gaiva. So Amarav Shmuel Barina, inya, mishmei derav. He said, what is the pasuk telling me? That Makom Yesh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Mistarim Shmo. That Hashem has a certain place, and it's called Mistarim. And my mifnei geva, what, he's crying because of geva. What is that? Amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak mifnei gavasam shay Yisrael shenit lamim. He's crying because of the geva of Yisrael that was taken away from them during the korban. Venit nelanachrim and given to the goy. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, he said that Hashem is crying mifnei gavasam shel malchus shemayim, that the geva of malchus shemayim was taken away because of the korban. I asked the Gemara miika. B'chiyah kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does Hashem really cry? V'hamara papa, ein nativus l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no sadness, grief by Hashem. Sh'ne'emar, it says, hod v'hadar l'fanav, hod v'chad v'min koma. So, my answer is l'kashya. Ha, that which there is this grief is v'vate gavai, in Hashem's inner chambers, like we saw in the pasuk with Mistari. Right, v'ha, that which we see there, when we say there's no grief, that's b'vatei v'rai. That's in the outer chambers. I ask Gemara, what b'vatei v'rai lo? There's no sadness out of from Hashem in the outside chambers. V'aksiv, it says, v'yikra Hashem Elokim tzvakos b'yomahu livchi ulemispeh l'karcha v'lachagorasak. So we see, in fact, this is v'yikra, is lashon that it's called out, like it's public. So here we see, even in the outer chambers, we have this b'chi and mispet, etc. There is sadness in the outer chambers. The more answers, it's true, but shiny, korba mitzvah migdash, because that pasuk is referring to the day of the korba mitzvah migdash, so that's different. There's crying everywhere. The filu malchei shalom are bachud, even the angels of peace are crying out. Shnei Mars, it says, hein er alam, tzaku chutzam, malchei shalom, Mar Yivkayun. Even the Malchei Sharm are bitterly crying. Mura says, Darshan, we said, Bimistarim Tivkenashi, and the Pasuk continues, V'damoa Tidma, V'seret Eini, Dima Ki Nishba Eder Hashem. So Amar Elazar, Shlosh Damoa Salal Lama. Why does it say three times there's tears in this Pasuk? So Achaz, one tear is on Al Migdash Rishon, on the Churban of the first bais, v'achas, the second tier is all migdasheni, the korban of the second bais, v'achas, and the third tier is all Yisrael shegalumim koman, is we had to go out to galus. V'ikad amri, and some say, achas, that the third tier was al bitul Torah. So we ask, bishlam alamanda amar al Yisrael shegalu, hainu dichsiv, ki nishba, eder Hashem. I can understand why the third tier, if you want to say it's because we go out to galus, it fits in nice with the pasuk. Says King Nishba when they are in captivity, the flock of Hashem. So they're in captivity, that's clear. El Amanda Amar Al Bitul Torah, my King Nishba Al Eder Hashem. The one that it says that the tear is for Bitul Torah, where is their remnant on the pasuk? It says that they're in captivity. What's it do with Bitul Torah? Our answer is in Echanami. Kevan Shigali Yisrael Bimkoman. Yeah, it's talking about Galus, but Ein Lecha Bitul Torah, Gadomi said. There's no greater Bitul Torah when you have to go out to Galus. Okay, Rashi, Bebate Brai, Leka Vaksi Vai Vayikra, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra, Vachol Kriya, Zashmas Koli, it's something public. Okay, back to the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, it says in the Braisa, Shlosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boche Aleyem, Bechoyim. So now we're speaking about Pitul Torah, so now the Gemara brings us Braisa, that there's three people, the Shem cries for them the whole day. And they are someone that's Efshar Lalasuk with Torah Ve'ein Osek. Somebody who could learn Torah, he has the opportunity to, and he doesn't. V'al V'al She'efshar Lalasuk with Torah Ve'osek. And somebody who could learn Torah, but can't learn Torah, and yet he does. And the third person, V'al Parnas Amiskaya Alatzibur, and a leader of the Tzibur is Miskaya, who's like proud, haughty towards the Tzibur. So the obvious question is, of course, the second case thing. Why is Hashem crying over somebody who doesn't have the opportunity to learn Torah and he does? It's a kol hakavod. It's not nothing to cry about. It's like he can't learn Torah, yet he does. So the Marsha, therefore, he teaches that the word osek here doesn't mean Torah. It means osek in worldly matters. And therefore, you have to read it like this. That Hashem cries, the first person is Efshar lo lasek b'Torah, somebody who could learn Torah and he doesn't. But not only that, so okay, Mele, if he's Osek in worldly matters, okay, so he's busy with something else. But Veino Osek, but he's not even Osek in worldly matters. He doesn't learn Torah, and he doesn't even Osek in worldly matters. He's some about everything, not doing anything. So that's number one. But not only that, even somebody that's Efshar Lasok with Torah, he can't learn Torah, the Osek in worldly matters, and yet, okay, because he's Osek in worldly matters, even that Akash Baruch Hu cries about, because he says, shouldn't be Osek so much in worldly things. That's the Mashah. Okay. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Avinaki Tsefer Kinos Vekakari Begave. Rabbi was reading Megillah Seicha, and he was holding in his hands and reading it. Kimat Elahai Psuk, and we got to the following pasuk that says, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz, that Hashem cast down from Shemayim to the ground. The pasuk continues, Tiferes Yisrael, the glory of Israel. So Nafal Min Yadeh, the Megillah fell from his hand accidentally. Amar, and he commented, he said, oh, mi igre ram levera mikta. That he was standing like on a roof, even, and it fell down, so it fell really far. When he mentioned this pasuk of how the glory of Israel is going to come down from the Shemayim Taras, and he felt it. And he saw this was happening, so mi igre ram, from a high roof, levera mikta, that there's going to be such a tremendous drop in Israel's glory. Rashi says, how great is this afila going to be? There's no greater drop than from Shemayim to the earth. Okay, next. So Rabbi Merchia were going along the way. They got to the certain town. So Amre, they said to the people of the city, in Nezel v'nak b'alape, is there a Talmud Chacham here in this city? We'd like to go visit him. So Amre, they said, yeah, Ikat Turba Merabanan, Hacha Meori 9. Who? There is a Talmud Chacham, and he happens to be blind. So Amar le Rabbi Chia le Rabbi. So Rabbi Chia said to Rabbi, you know what? Tivat, Rabbi, you stay here. Lo tizalzel b'nisiyuska. You should mezalzel in your nisiyas to go to the Rav. Ezel ana v'ak b'alape. I'll go myself. But Rebbe said, nothing doing. Takfei ve'azel be'adei. He grabbed him and said, no, I'm going with you. We're both going. Fine. Ki avu miftere mine. So they spent some time by this Rav, this Talmud Chacham, and then when they were leaving, Amar Lahu, this Talmud Chacham, gave them a nice bracha. He said, atem, yitkabaltem, ehikbaltem, panim, hanirim, ve'enam roim. He says, you were makabo panim, and those who visited me, somebody who's nearim, somebody that can be seen, but can't see, because he was blind. So he says, I'm seen, but I can't see. So since you're Makabal, such a person, so he gave him a nice bracha, Tizku lahakbil panim, aroim ve'enim near. You should be zorka to have Kabbalah Hashchina, that is panim, which is Hashem, who is roim, is the opposite. Hashem could see and can't be seen. So Amar Lei, so after this, Rebbe said to Rebbe Chi, you see that? Yiku hashta minatan mihai birkasa. You know, if I would have listened to you and I wouldn't have gone, I wouldn't have got this nice bracha. So Amrulei, so the Talmidim said to Rebbe, Miman Shmiya Lach, how come you're such a great desire to, where did you get this great desire to go visit the Rabbanim, to Hakbil Pnei Chacham? So he said, I learned this, Bipirkei Rabbi Yaakov Shmieli. I heard it from the Perek of Rabbi Yaakov. He taught this to me. How? The Rabbi Yaakov Ish Kfar Chitaya, Makabel Ape the Rabbi Kol Yoma. Rabbi Yaakov used to visit his Rabbi every day. Kikash, when Rabbi Yaakov got old, Amar Lei, so his Rabbi said to him, Lo Nitzayer Mar, the Lo Yachil Mar. He said, you don't have to come visit me so every day like this because it's hard for you, you're old. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yaakov said back to his Rabbi, he said, Mi Zutar Maidich Sibu Virabanan, is it such a small thing that which it says, like Abed Asinian of seeing Chachamim, it says, Vichi od lenetzach, that a person will live lenetzach. Lo yireh ashachas, he won't see the Gehenna. Ki yireh Chachamim yamusu, when he sees the Chachamim when they die. So he says, Melech HaVachomer, Ma haroa Chachamim bimitasam, somebody who sees Chacham when he dies, he gets this yichi, he's going to live for netzach. So somebody, b'chayein, who sees them when they're alive, b'chayein, alachas kama v'kama, he's going to get chayein netza. Okay, Rashi. What? Well, I guess because when they're dead, so they're not, you don't really learn from them, you can't, they're just, but here, when they're alive, you can learn from them, that's so then. What?
When he's dead or when he's dying?
He's dying or whatever, but Right, when they're dying still, so they're not the same active, but you can learn from them and be mitzvah and be tagashma from them. What? No, if it says no, if you go to them when they're dying, and we see them when they're b'misasan, or when they are dead, even it says you're b'misasan when they're dead. Okay, Rashi, ki have a miftari kamei v'natlu mimenu reshut, when they got permission to leave. So then they got this nice bracha, and then he said, Iku hashta, im lo bati imcha, had I not gone with you to this chacham, right, v'manti alach minati v'mibrachazu, and I wouldn't have got this nice bracha. So he asked him, in alach, shakol chacha agadol chacham, how do you know that Akapala's funny is so great? Kedekash, when he got old, kishahizkin, Rabbi Yaakov, when he got old. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rav Idi Avua, to Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Idi, have a ragil to have a azil tlasa yarche be orcha bechad yom be rav. He used to live very far, and we take for granted, you know, the Beis Medrash is right here. He lived 3 months travel from the Beis Medrash. So he, after Pesach, he would go to the Beis Medrash. Took him 3 months to get there, and then he wanted to be back home for Sukkot to be with his wife, to Mesamech his wife. So it takes 3 months to get back, and that's already Sukkot. So he'd only stay in the Beis Medrash 1 day. And then 3 months, 1 day in the Beis Medrash, and 3 months back. What? The Havukarule Rabbanan, so they made fun of him, and they called him Bar Be Rav de Chad Yoma. They used this expression, and when it was a shir or something, a day, or Yom Yun. So they call it these days Bar Be Rav de Chad Yoma. So it comes from this Gemara. So they made fun of him, you're a Ben of the Beis Medrash for 1 day. You know, he only 1 day in the Beis Medrash. So Chalash Daite, he became very dejected, you know, that they're making fun of him like this. So Kari Yanavshe, he called on himself, the Pasuk in Iyov, Sechok L'Reyehu Eyam, like a laughing stock, you know, the town. So Amarle Rabbi Yochanan, he said to Ravidi, listen, B'matut Meinach, please, I beg you, Lo Tanish Lehu Rabbanan, you know, don't be Machbid, because if you're going to be Machbid, then it's going to have an effect on these Rabbanan, if you're makbid on them, so please don't be makbid on them. Hanafik Rabbi Yochanan lebe midrash of Adar. She went out to the Beis Medrash and he darshan the following pasuk from Yeshaya. It says, Vosi yom yom yidrashun vedas drachai ich patsun. So Rabbi Yochanan asks, why is the pasuk say dafka day? Like, see, Vosi yom yom yidrashun, should seek me a day. Why day? You only have to seek out Hashem in the day, not at night. Ella is coming to teach us, lomar lecha, to call ha'osek b'torah, afilu yom echad b'shana, mal elav ha'chasuv ke'ilu asa kol ha'shana kula. That somebody who's osek, even 1 day, obviously somebody, that's all he could do, that if somebody who's osek in Torah, even 1 day of the year, it's mal elav ha'chasuv, consider as if he was osek the whole year. Similarly, we find, by midas peranios, the same thing, v'chein peranus. The Ksiv, it says by the Chet HaMeraglim. It says, V'mispar ha'yamim, asher tartim es ha'aretz. It says, Arbeim yom. And it says, in the Pasuk, Kach tisu es avanoseichem, Arbeim shana. Pasuk concludes. Continues. So we see that they were punished with 40 years. So the Gemara asks, V'chi Arbeim shana chatu? Did they sin 40 years, that they should be punished for 40 years in the desert? V'halo Arbeim yom chatu? They only sinned 40 days. El Amar Lacha, the teacher, the Kolo Over Avera, Afilu Yom Echad Veshana, someone who's over Avera, even 1 day, Mal Alav Akasuv Keilu Avar Kol Hashana Kula, as if he was over in the entire year. Okay, Rashi, Haya Ragil Vechule Mahalech Shlosha Chadashim, used to walk 3 months, Haya Mibeito, from his house, the Beis Midrash, Nosea Mibeito, Achar Pesach, and he would leave after Pesach, v'lomed yom echad, and he would learn there 1 day, v'chozer lebeis, and go back to his house, l'samech es ishto b'chag ha'sukkos.